The Bush administration has reduced sharply the number of war refugees who may enter the United States for 2003. Many of those scheduled for arrival are Somali Bantus fleeing civil war. Some were bound for Holyoke, Massachusetts, but that was before the city council took an unprecedented step, an official vote to keep new refugees out. From member station WFCR, Karen Brown reports.
More than a dozen children are playing on the stairs of a Holyoke apartment building, where the carpets are stained and the hallway smells of urine. But to the father of this large Somali family, it's a haven.
I believe if I did not come to the United States, maybe majority of my kids, they're not alive. Because the life of the refugees is very, very, very hard.
Bedel Hussein Ahmad and his family arrived 2 years ago from a refugee camp in Kenya. They're the only Somalis in town. But a local refugee agency, Jewish Family Services, has received a federal grant of nearly $1 million to settle 300 Somalis in Holyoke over 3 years. The agency chose the former mill town, one of the poorest in Massachusetts, for its affordable housing, existing social services, and history of accepting immigrants. Ronnie Buxbaum is coordinating the program.
Why not Holyoke? This is an exciting place to be. It's not a huge city that's unmanageable for people. It's got great grassroots coalitions, and I think everyone will benefit because, as we all know, if there's one type of something forever in a place, it gets to be very dull.
That optimism was quickly extinguished after the plan became public. In a 12-2 vote, the Holyoke City Council passed a symbolic resolution calling on the federal government to rescind its grant for the Somali resettlement.
We genuinely feel for the people of Somalia. This has nothing to do with them. They've been through a lot already.
City Councilor Kevin Jourdain says it's time to draw a line in the sand.
Let's face it, the people below the poverty line have a disproportionate level of need for services, educationally speaking. We're going to have to hire Bantu teachers. There's a disproportionate level of crime with people below the poverty level. People don't want to be always surrounded by that type of climate.
The opposition goes beyond the city council. People have sent threatening hate mail to city leaders who support the Somali program. Teachers have complained that new refugees will bring down standardized test scores. But refugee advocates say the resettlement will be gradual, and they say the federal government will pay for job training, English classes, and housing assistance, while the state helps out with food stamps and health care. Still, skeptics say those programs are only short-term. And what about the poor already living in Holyoke? Asks Councillor Jourdain.
If there's a job around, I want them to have it. We don't need to bring 300 unemployed people here to Holyoke. We've got enough unemployed.
I think that's probably a sentiment that has been heard in this country for over 100 years.
Robert Marmore heads Jewish Family Services, which has helped settle thousands of refugees in Massachusetts.
They don't remember the industriousness of all the other refugee and immigrant communities over the last century or two.
Be that as it may, many Holyokers insist there are better places for the Somalis, like the affluent suburbs nearby. John Olver, U.S. Representative for Holyoke, sees a catch-22 in that argument.
Holyoke is a very poor city. Because of that, they don't have much in the way of excess resources to deal with other things that a group like this might need. But the big places that you might say would have the kind of resources that would be helpful, they don't have the housing.
Olver thinks the 300 Somalis should be divided among several local towns. But it's up to the refugee agencies, not the community, to make the final decision. And given the thousands of refugees still to come, advocates are hoping Holyoke's reaction is not the start of a trend. For NPR News, I'm Karen Brown in Holyoke, Massachusetts.